Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2311, 4 Fatal Muscle Building Pitfalls, and What to Do Instead, by Eric Bach of BachPerformance.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and of course, always permission from those authors. Now on Fridays, that's where I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. You can send in your question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. 4 Fatal Muscle Building Pitfalls and What to Do Instead, by Eric Bach of BachPerformance.com. Do you eat a lot, but find yourself unable to build muscle? You may be making one or more of the 4 fatal muscle-building mistakes that relate to diet. Here's how to stop once and for all, and what to do instead. I should know, I spent the first years of my muscle-building journey just as confused. Finally, one of my early mentors sat me down and gave it to me straight, no chaser. Eric, you're training plenty. The problem is your diet. It doesn't matter if you eat a lot. If you're not building muscle, it's still not enough. It's as simple as that. Oof, that was hard to accept. But once I got over this barrier, everything changed. The truth is, everyone is different when it comes to building muscle. If you're not gaining, you need more calories, even if it's more than whatever equation you read about to calculate calories. Chances are, it just comes down to more calories and being consistent. Reflecting on this conversation got me thinking, what are the biggest muscle-building mistakes we help our clients navigate in the Minimalist Muscle Monthly and Bach Performance Physique coaching programs? Pitfall number 1, not tracking calories. Without tracking calories, it's impossible to know where the gaps are in your nutrition. Most lifters think they are eating enough most of the time, but most of them are mostly wrong most of the time. They are under-eating as much as 50% of the time, despite their efforts. This is enough to stop muscle building in its tracks. If you're really struggling, track everything for a month. If you just need to check that you're on the right track, try tracking what you eat a few days per month on different days of the week in MyFitnessPal, for example, to see where your gaps are. Without the awareness of your blind spots, you're flying blind when it comes to building muscle. When you track, even if only periodically, you'll have tangible advice on where you need to improve going forward. Pitfall number 2, following inherently restrictive diets. Every few years, there's a resurgence in calorie reduction diets. Paleo, keto, fasting, you name it. All of these diets have their place. In fact, any diet can work well for fat loss when it eliminates time periods of eating or restricts food. Here's the problem. Again, the main reason you're struggling to build muscle is that you're not eating enough. Any diet that's predicated on making it harder to overeat is less than ideal for building muscle. I love how I feel with fasting. I do use it when cutting down or even for maintenance. But fasting is simply an inferior option when it comes to building muscle. The same is true for keto, paleo, and whatever diet of the month is hot at the moment. Pitfall number 3, drastic overeating. When I was in college, I was desperate to gain muscle for football. Heck, even after I hung up my cleats, I wanted to grow. I continued devouring ice cream and weight gainers to hit my calories. Much to my chagrin, I grew softer than Charmin. There is a point of diminishing returns to eating up a storm in hopes of building muscle. It takes patience and testing to find the right amount of calories to add when you're lifting. But the truth is, you only need to add 300 to 500 more calories than you burn each day to build muscle. Here's the sad truth. If you're housing an extra 1,500 calories, you may see more progress on the scale, but the vast majority of it is going to be blubber. Pitfall number 4, mini-cut and diet break errors. A common mistake bulkers make is adding mini-cuts, 1 to 2 week periods of lower calorie eating during a bulk. They know, or they think they know, that short-term mini-cuts have been shown to help optimize insulin sensitivity and boost nutrient partitioning, which helps you stay leaner. So why is this a problem? First, I'll admit we do use mini-cuts and calorie cycling in our coaching programs, but we only do this because of the extreme accountability we offer to our clients in sticking to the process. But most people in most situations lack that support, guidance, and accountability. The vast majority of people who try mini-cuts end up sabotaging their muscle-building goals due to poor execution. The key mistake? Most lifters end up taking mini-cuts too far and pivot completely away from trying to build muscle. Soon, they enter the vicious bulk-cut cycle, where they change diet plans every few weeks without giving their body enough time to truly change. They fail because they haven't laid the necessary foundation. They misapply the science. Most lifters end up ditching the bulk altogether. They don't adequately reflect on months past and realize they really haven't made the progress they wanted. Remember, building muscle is a long-term process. Research has consistently shown that adding 1 to 3 pounds of muscle per month is great for a beginner. Beginner meaning 1 year or less of proper training. Research has also shown that 1 pound of muscle per month is great for a semi-experienced lifter, somebody who's been lifting consistently for 1 to 3 years. And 0.5 pound per month is great progress for someone who's more advanced, someone with 3 or more years of proper eating, training, and sleeping. In other words, building appreciable muscle takes a great plan in the kitchen, gym, and in the bed over the long haul if you're going to add steak to a wiry frame. If you're serious about building muscle, everything should be focused on building muscle for months and years at a time, not weeks and months. Like many things in life, you need tunnel vision and a roadmap to success. Most of all, you need consistency and accountability to stick to it when times get tough. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Fatal Muscle Building Pitfalls and What to Do Instead by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do?
Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Wow, I could so relate to Eric's pitfall number three. Pitfall number three was all about drastic overeating. When I first got into weightlifting, I once told my workout buddy, "I just want my body to look big and thick." He then replied, "No, dude, you do not want that. Your body will look soft. There won't be any definition. You want your muscles to pop." But alas, I ignored him. And here's just one example of what one of my dinners would look like when I was trying to look thick and big. I would eat a full protein bowl, you know, chicken, rice, vegetables, beans, which alone was about 1,100 calories, and then finish it off with two slices of pizza. After overeating like this for months, I went from having a waist size of 32 inches to one that was 36 inches. So I got thick all right, but in all the wrong places. I ended up with a large waist, which means I was carrying more fat in the abdominal area. This is a problem, because carrying more weight around this area increased my risk for developing cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. In fact, my blood cholesterol levels went from being normal to being way too high. Plus, as my friend predicted, all of my weightlifting efforts weren't showing. I was putting on too many fat pounds, which was hiding any muscular growth. Eventually, I did undo a lot of this excess, but it took a lot of effort and a lot of time. I am finally back down to a 32-inch waist, and I'm always aware of how easy it is for me to overeat. So through that process, I learned a lot about myself and how to avoid pitfall number three. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.